y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas.
Greetings, Radio Havana, Cuba audience. October 1967 brought profound sorrow to my family. We were living in Lima, Peru, in the house that welcomed and grew up with us, reaching adulthood as we did. It was then that the press reported the death of Ernesto Guevara de la Serna, Eche. I first learned about him from my grandmother, Laura de Albizu Campos, in New York, when we visited her in 1964. They were very close friends. The news of his death filled our household with sadness. I gathered all the articles published in the various newspapers that my father received every day, and we read them all. Shortly after that, I took them to Havana, where I delivered them to my grandmother in the year of the heroic guerrillero. I know that she was deeply affected by the physical loss of her friend. But as she said, you can assassinate a man, but you make him a symbol. And they can't destroy the symbol, which grows for centuries. And they said of Bolivar, his glory will glow for centuries, and shadows grow when the sun goes down. And so it will with El Che. And so it has been. October also has another day that filled the Cuban nation with mourning, the crime of Barbados, a terrorist act that ended the lives of over 100 people, men, women, and children, both Cuban and of other nationalities. It was the result of a bomb planted by counter-revolutionaries in a Cuban plane carrying Olympic athletes, their trainers, medical personnel, and others. We can't forget the words of Fidel pronounced before a million people standing absolutely silent in the Plaza de la Revolución, overwhelmed with grief. When a valiant people weeps, injustice quakes. The Cuban government declared the 6th of October as the day to repudiate terrorism against the state. 46 years after such a horrendous crime, forgetting is prohibited. This year, also in the month of October, the Cuban Institute of Friendship with Peoples, ICAP, celebrates 60 years of existence. Over half a century bringing solidarity to all the peoples of the world. I recall so many excellent colleagues who, throughout the years, have forged the history of brother and sisterhood and prestige achieved by this organization. Today, Fernando González Llort, a hero of the Republic of Cuba, leads it. Nor we can fail to mention another very important anniversary this month, the 151st anniversary of the uprising at La Demajagua, the cry of Yara, that marked the beginning of the Cuban Revolution for its freedom and triumphed on January 1, 1959, with the victory of the rebel army and the Cuban people over Batista and his lackeys. October is also the month of the physical death of the most popular of the rebel commanders, Comandante Camilo Cienfuegos. In his honor, pioneers and workers all over Cuba drop flowers in the ocean every 28th of October. And in Puerto Rico, the month has enormous historical significance. On October the 30th, 1950, independence was declared for a second time, this time from the U.S. Empire that had invaded Borinquen. Within the context of armed revolution led by the Nationalist Party of Puerto Rico and its leader, Pedro Albizu Campos, it broke out in various cities and towns in Puerto Rico and also had its impact in Washington with the attack of Blair House, the presidential residence then. With that, Puerto Rico let the world know that it was a nation fighting against the illegal occupation of its territory, and that the followers of Betances, Bolívar, and Martí were willing to give their lives for the independence of their homeland.
Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo.
This was Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos who spoke to you, because Cuba and Puerto Rico are the two wings of the same bird.
Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas.